Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being on mission with God and looking at various ways that we see believers helping those who carry the gospel of Jesus to other places and to unreached people. And also looking at how we're called to be those who carry the gospel of Jesus to other places and unreached people. And sometimes those other places and unreached peoples are in our workplace and in our schools and in our neighborhoods, and other times they're in a foreign country. And so each part has value and purpose. And today we're going to focus in on provision and how God uses all of us to provide for those who are serving away from their homeland, away from their home, who have dedicated their life to full-time missionary work in whatever place and style that looks. But looking beyond the provision that we're able to provide, that understanding that the real provision comes from God. Philippians 4, verses 17 and 19, Paul writes and he says, "Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Paul had written to the Philippians and was commending their desire to help, to not only help him in his need, but to help those who were impoverished, those who had greater needs than what they had. And one of the things that I think sometimes we miss is that those that were helping others generally were not doing so out of an abundance. In fact, Paul will recognize various groups who give out of their poverty. And yet, still had a desire. And a big reason for that is because they recognized what Paul was writing here to the Philippians, that God's the real supplier anyhow. And I know a lot of times we think of money. And that's kind of our Western culture. That's really the focus of what Paul's writing is financial gifts. And those are important. It's difficult to do mission work and to pack up and leave your home and resettle in a new land without money. But there's also a provision that's supplied by God to each of us to help others. A provision of encouragement and comfort. And when we consider how God uses all that He gives us for the purpose of serving others, living in a culture, society that has a tendency to accumulate, it seems to be part of our nature, it sometimes is a bit strange to think that we have been given things that aren't really for us, but that God gives them to us so that we can help others. And things like our financial resources, but also things like our time, our talents and abilities, our suffering. The Bible teaches that the sufferings that we experience are done so that we can be better equipped to help others in their suffering. And when we realize how God has used the various elements of life that we've experienced we ought to be asking ourselves, how can this help someone else? And then do it. And all the while, not forgetting the financial needs of others, of those who are taking the gospel. The Bible asks the question, how can people come to Jesus unless they've heard? And how can they hear unless somebody preaches the good news? And how can somebody preach the good news unless someone has sent them? And I think implied within that sending them is provision. It's providing for them. It's helping them accomplish their task. We're all called to be on mission with God, but we're not all called to the same style of mission. And sometimes our mission is to share with people in our workplace where we're gaining a paycheck, we're being provided for financially. And other times our mission is in a place where we're not gaining a paycheck. We rely on the provision of God's people. Now, I understand the way that we do missions now, that missionaries generally, American missionaries, will have a paycheck from the mission in which they serve, but I think you understand. That's only possible when God's people send money. But we lose sight of the fact that the reason that we can do that is because God has supplied it to begin with. But just as much as money, not in place of it, but is as important, is the encouragement and being there for one another. We live life often with our thoughts consumed about ourselves. And many times it's the disruptions of life that will cause us to think a little bit beyond ourselves. And we think, what about them? Was able to serve a family yesterday in the midst of their loss. And even in the midst of that, a word that my father-in-law passed away yesterday afternoon. And understanding so many that have experienced the grief of loss. And in the midst of all of that, we find comfort so that at some point we're able to return that comfort to someone else that needs comfort. And so we're able to provide because God has supplied what we really needed. And I think sometimes we read that and we don't say it out loud because we don't want to publicly contradict God, but we think, well, He's not supplied everything I need. Because our list of needs tends to be a bit different than what God says we need. We need things because everybody else has it. And when we find how vast our needs are compared to the needs of people in countries that have nothing, we begin to grow, or ought to begin to grow, a greater compassion, a greater generosity, a greater willingness to share. And so we recognize that the things that I really need have been supplied by Jesus. I need security. And there is no greater security than knowing that when my life is done, eternity with God awaits. And so many times we live life enduring struggles because we're looking forward to something. We're saving up for vacation. We're putting money aside to buy a home. We're doing this or we're doing that. And we understand things are going to be rough for a while. But when our goal is met, we're excited. And God says we ought to be laying up treasures in heaven. And we live life at times in the midst of these struggles, knowing that we're saving up for a better home, an eternal home. And so I encourage you to consider God supplying your need, not just for you. But He supplies your need so that you can be involved in providing help to those who are on mission with God. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, I thank You that You are a God that loves us. In the midst of our struggles in life, in the midst of great loss, we can turn to You and know that You supply exactly what we need, even when we're not sure what that is. And Father, I continue to pray that we would be mindful of those who have been called by You to move to a land that's unfamiliar to them and to share Jesus. Trusting and putting their faith that You will prompt people to supply what they've given up. And that the people would supply the needs of those who serve as missionaries because, well, they recognize that You've provided for them so that they can give. And Father, even beyond the financial giving that You desire for us to do, that You supply in our life the ability to do, You fill our life with all kinds of things that we ought to be sharing. And so God, today I pray that You would help us to share the wisdom, to share the love, to even share the correction that we've received from You, to share the encouragement. And Father, today, as I think about my father-in-law, all of the wisdom and knowledge that I've learned from him, and not just me, wisdom and knowledge he's poured into people all of his life. Not just a student of Your word, but a preacher, proclaimer of Your word. And not just a proclaimer and preacher of Your word, but a liver, one who lived out Your word. And I know his body was getting tired and his race has been run. He's received the reward. He's experienced that goal that is always at the top of my list of hearing Jesus say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And so I pray for my family, for the Neihart family, and ask that You would provide comfort as only You can. But just as we've talked about today, Father, You provide that comfort through people that You've already comforted. And so we recognize that it not only comes from Your Spirit, it comes from the people that You've equipped, that You provided for, that they give what You've given them. And Father, for every one of us, as we experience people in our life today who are hurting, who are in need of something, may we consider the provision that you've made in our life so that we would know how to help. And Father, may all of the help that we're able to give to anyone be done with an acknowledgement that it comes from Jesus, so that our help would be done in a way that lifts up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.